Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome,
welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today is our Praying with Love Day. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to read to you a scripture today before we begin our prayer segment, and it is from 1 Thessalonians 5:21, and it reads, "But test them all. Hold on to what is good." And if you recall a few days ago, a message was to grab it, don't let it get away. And if the Lord has blessed you, if the Lord has given you something, because everything that comes from God is good, we ought to hold on to it and maintain it. And that's why God says that if you are faithful over the small things, if you are faithful over the little things, if you're faithful over these few things, he said that he will give us much more. So God has to be able to trust us. I have read to you 1 Thessalonians 5:21, and I have also given you a brief synopsis of that particular verse. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. Without further ado, I would like to take this time out, first of all, to thank God for today. Thank God for each moment, each second, each hour, each minute. I would just like to thank God for just everything. But I want to be particular in the prayer today because there have been individuals who have lost people within their families. There have been individuals who are going through trials and tribulations. They need a comforter. There are individuals, and I'm writing this down as I'm going so I can remember it as I'm praying. There are individuals who are in a storm. I know it's raining outside, but they are literally in life storm. There are individuals who are crying out to God, and it seems like they're not getting a prayer through. I want to be that person in between who can help with that situation. There are people who are trying to get to their blessings or breakthroughs, and they're unable to get there because of certain hindrance and because we're not trusting and depending on God. There are certain individuals who have children who are in the hospital. There are individuals who are going through a lot. There are individuals in the world who are getting ready to go through a storm or in a storm, a life storm. And we want to be able to cover everyone, and we want to be able to pray one for another, because that's what we need. We need prayer. Each day of my life, I live in order to better serve not only God, but better serve my family and the people. And that is our job in the ministry world, whether it is your ministry, you know, in the world, or your ministry in a church, in a physical church. So I want to take this time out to pray unto our Father, and then if we have time, I will give you some announcements on what's going on. And once again, my Facebook page is AlfredaLove. You can Facebook me anytime, gospel artist and artists and promoters and radio publicist. I'm going to have some of my guests who will be on the ministry. I'm going to place their bios and pictures and things of that nature. But without further ado, I don't want to take up any more time. I want to use this time to go into prayer with God. And as I pray, you can also pray and ask God for whatever you need. And I pray that for each one of you who are listening, intentional or unintentional, or you just happen to, you know, see the name Love and you checked out the ministry, I appreciate that. But I want you to begin to pray for yourselves as well as I pray. So let us go into prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the hour. We thank you for just helping us to make it through this day. We thank you for giving us wisdom. We thank you for the knowledge. We thank you for the understanding. We thank you for the people, our families that you have placed in our lives. We thank you for the individuals who we come in contact with. We thank you for those who continue to touch lives, Lord. Lord, there has been a lot that's going on as far as people being raptured by God, which means that they have passed away. And we're asking, would you be a comforter unto that family? Send people to help, Lord. Send people to just let whomever know that God is able and God is a provider and he's willing to do whatever we would have him to do. Lord, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, would you wipe away the tears from individuals' face? We understand that emotions are rapid, and we understand that people are hurt, and people are depressed, and people are broken, and people need to be mended back together. We understand that, and we're asking, would you bless us to be a people of God who are able to rally around individuals who are broken, who needs an encouraging word, who needs to be lifted up. And we're just asking, would you continue to help us to be the people that you would have us to be in the world as we minister unto other individuals. We're asking you, would you bless anyone who has a child in the hospital, anyone who has a child who is wayward, missing, lost, anyone who has a child who has gone astray. We're asking for your divine prayer. We're asking for somehow, if God, if you could connect up with the mother, the father, the sister, the brother, whomever has your heart. And we know that each person on this earth has your heart because you love us and you will come and find us. And Lord, I'm asking, would you bless this experience if someone is gone away or if someone is having problems with their child, if you would treat them as you did the sheep, who that one lost sheep who you went to go find. We're asking you, would you bless them to experience that, to see closure for whatever they're going through because they have a lot of restless nights. We're asking you, Lord, for that individual who was trying to go into ministry or trying to utilize a gift that you've given and someone opted out. We're asking, would you give that individual guidance and resources and people in place, put people in place so that they may carry out the will of God? Because as we know, their hearts are with you, but their minds are with the people, and we have to get the mind and the heart on one accord, just like we're supposed to be on one accord, so that we can do your holy will. Heavenly Father, we're asking, would you help us to continue to have clean hearts and to think or see the best in people, not the worst, Lord. We're asking you, with any divisions, any conflicts, anything that's going on between individuals, between groups, between continents, between cities, between states, if you will bring peace, Lord, in the valley, because peace is what causes us to surpass all understanding and to get closer and to draw closer unto you, Lord. We're asking you, Lord, would you continue to maintain our faith, which sometimes get a little rocky because many of us as humans, we do not walk by faith. We only walk by sight. But teach us, Lord, teach us to walk by faith and not by sight, because many times when we begin to walk by what we see, we begin to miss the whole mark of what you're calling us to do. And we want to be those individuals who walk by faith. We begin to hear what you want us to do, Lord. And we're asking you, would you unclog our ears, Lord, so that we may hear your will. We may hear what you want us to do. If our eyes are blinded, Lord, we're asking you, would you give us that experience, Heavenly Father, that you did of blind Bartimaeus when he called out to you to ask in order for him to be able to see again, and you allowed him to be able to see. And we're asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you do that, Heavenly Father? Lord God, we're asking you, would you bless the children, Heavenly Father, if they're wayward, if they're undisciplined, would you bless them? If they're disciplined, if they're doing what they're supposed to do, Lord, we know that you protect each and every person on this earth, Lord. We're asking, would you bless adults? If we're hard-headed, Lord, discipline us, Heavenly Father. Help us to know that you're still God, and besides you, there is none other, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you just continue to be a guide and a shield for us, Heavenly Father. Help us to continue to walk in the path of righteousness. Help us to continue to walk and be faithful unto you. Help us to continue to walk and be able to study the word of God, to show ourselves approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed, but rightfully divided in the truth. Lord, help us to be able to be true and honest unto the people and true and honest unto you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Heavenly Father, for the breath in our bodies, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being able to speak, Lord. We thank you for being able to hear and see, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each thing that you have done, Lord. And we're asking once again, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who need to be comforted? Would you send people to help, Heavenly Father, those who have lost something or someone, Lord? We understand that transition is necessary. It's a part of the life cycle. But, Lord, many times we ask that you prepare, Heavenly Father, and you help us and you lead us and you guide us in that direction that you would have us to go, Lord. I'm asking would you continue to bless and help wisdom and knowledge to go from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, Heavenly Father. Would you bless us to be able to touch things, Heavenly Father, with your divine anointing, and it be successful, Heavenly Father. We're asking, we're not God, and we're not even close to being you because we're not perfect people. But we ask that our hands be anointed if you so desire. We're asking that the words that proceed out of our mouth are not lies, but it's an anointing from you in order to help the people. We're asking, would our minds be restored in which we are on the same track as you? We're asking, would our ears be eager to hear the word of God so that we can disseminate it correctly to the people in order to make a change for the better. Lord Jesus, we're asking you as we go and travel on these roads that you are about to lead us on in ministry, Lord, that we tell people what you have given us and not what we have come up with, or not some type of psychology or some type of studied material that we've come up with, but we need to be specific and intentional in our speaking and dealings with people, because we're trying to save souls. We're trying to mend broken hearts. We're trying to help situations. We're trying to get people. The ministry is about guiding people to their breakthroughs through the leadership of Jesus Christ. And we thank you so much for that. We're asking you, Lord, would you just bless each person who is on this line today. Bless their families, their homes, Heavenly Father, their jobs, their children. Lord, we're asking you, would you bless those, each person who is able to hear this, each person who is not, Lord. We're asking a special blessing upon all the individuals all over this land and country, whoever they may be, Lord. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to lead and guide us, Heavenly Father, and help us to be mouthpiece for you, Lord, and not just only mouthpiece, but peacemakers as well, Lord. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bind the hands of the enemy, would you bind the feet of the enemy, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, once again for just being who you are and giving us words to say. We thank you for the ministry. We thank you for the preach word. We thank you for the Love Lift Jesus Up show. And we're asking that you continue to bless each guest who comes on here. Heavenly Father, bless their ministries, bless their families, bless their extended families, bless their just bless each thing that they do, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're asking that you continue to lead and guide us where you want us to go, Heavenly Father. And, you know, we just thank you. We reverence you. We know that you're a God who hears all, you see all, Lord, and we're asking, Lord, would you bless those individuals who cannot get a prayer through because of hatred, because of envy, because of jealousy, because of malice, because of whatever reason they're not able to get a prayer through, Lord, we're asking you, would you intercede and would you hear the prayer and hear the cry of the people who need a breakthrough, Heavenly Father. We realize and understand that some doors are closed, Lord, and they're closed because individuals are not ready to go through them. They're closed because individuals have jealousy and malice and hatred. We have it. Doors are closed because people want to be you, and they're really not. People want to give a doctrine that comes from their own thinking, their own self, and it's not ordained. It's not prescribed by God. And because of that, we have so many people who are lost, but we're asking for a fall away, a carryover, a takedown in order to be able to get to the minds of these people who have distorted thinking because of false prophets, because of false shepherds. We're asking what you bless right now, Heavenly Father, and send individuals who know the Word of God, who study the Word of God, and who have the revelation and the proclamation of you to reach these people who really need help. Lord, once again, we ask that you bless those who are in the hospital, whether they're grown or whether they're a child or whether they're an infant, Heavenly Father. We're asking you that you continue to look upon them, Heavenly Father, as you have been, that you continue to give their parents and their grandparents and their aunts and aunties and their siblings and spouses and everyone, would you continue to give them peace, Lord? Would you continue to give them understanding? Would you continue to give them wisdom? Would you continue to give them power? Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, would you just take care of just elderly individuals, Heavenly Father, who don't have family or who are in convalescent homes or who are in homes any other home besides their own, Lord. And we're asking you, would you bless those workers who are in the nursing homes, Lord, to treat them like they would treat a family member. We're asking for godly treatment in nursing homes, Lord. We're asking for godly treatment in children homes. We're asking for godly treatment in any place that is not that person or person's home. We're asking for them to be treated right, Lord, be treated with love and experience. We want them to experience your love so they can begin to read the Bible and begin to love again, Lord. And we're asking, Lord, would you bless this ministry that's coming up, that's teaching people how to fall back in love with God. We're asking, would you bless it to explode. We're asking, would you increase it only by the unction of you, not by Afrita Love, not by Afrita Love's people, not by Afrita Love's friends, but by the unction of you, Lord. We're asking, would you increase the love, increase the ministry, where we will, where individuals will begin to fall back in love with you, Lord. We thank you for each thing. We thank you for each project. We thank you for each book you've blessed me to write, Lord. And we're asking, I'm asking a special blessing over this upcoming ministry that will touch so many people, yet it will also give back unto your temple. It will give back unto you what you deserve, because you deserve our all. And we're asking what you continue to bless ministries. We're asking what you continue for those who are in the ministry to begin to give back unto you fairly and appropriately, Lord. We're asking, would you bless us to go above and beyond for you as you have gone above and beyond for us when you died on the cross and you didn't have to, when you gave your only begotten son and you didn't have to. There are some things that we need to do now, Lord, because you have been so good to us. And, Lord, it may, the people on the air may think it's strange, but I pray for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because those individuals, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God have to put up with us on a daily basis, and none of us are perfect. Imagine that. And I pray, and I pray, and I pray that we are able to be disciplined by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Our ministries are disciplined by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Our ministries are disciplined by the wisdom, by the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. The anointing is ordained by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The words that come out of our mouth is ordained and known by God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We don't want to say anything to people that is not, that God did not give us. We don't want to make up things. We don't want to prophesy things that are false. We want to be specific. The ministry, we want to be specific where they know that it's coming straight from God. It's not anything that's made up. It's not anything that's in thin air. We want to be purposeful people for God. And we're asking you, Lord, would you continue to help us and guide us in our ministries, whether we're new, whether we're veterans, whether we've been at it for years. We're asking you, would you help us, Lord. And then, Lord, we're asking, would you hear the cry of those who don't know you, those who are out and they're turning away from you, they're rebelling against you. And we know that just like that one sheep, you'll go out and find them, Lord. And we're asking you, would you give us that willpower, would you give us that initiation to go out and be able to tell men, women, boys, and girls that they must know who you are, because we're going to have to know who you are, because you are God, and besides you, there is none other. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are it. That's it. We don't serve any other gods. We don't serve our cars. We don't serve our pastors. We don't serve our president. We don't serve other individuals. We respect them. But we serve you and we serve the people. You are the head, and you are the beginning, and you are the end. And, Lord, help us to understand that. Help us to understand that we're not God. Help us to understand that anything that happens, whether it's a revelation, a prophecy that's true, whether it's a ministry that is about to explode or is exploding, whether it doesn't matter what it is, help us to understand that it's only by you that we are able to even do this. It's only by you that I'm even able to pray unto you. Because if I didn't have you in the equation, I would not be able to pray. So help us to appreciate you more. Help us to do more. Then we're asking, would you bless students who are taking tests, students who are getting ready to go back to school, college students. Give them that wisdom, that knowledge, that patience, that understanding to understand what they are reading, understand what they are doing, understand and transition back into the college life. Because the same God who brought them through the first semester is the same God who's going to bring them through the next semester. The same God who helped them to pass the first test is the same God who's going to help them pass the second test. And so we're just praying for everybody. There is no one who is going uncovered because we're praying for everyone in the nation. It doesn't matter who you are, what you have, what you don't have. We're praying for you. We're praying for the homeless people. We're praying for shelter for them. We're praying for everybody in this world. There is no separation of prayer. Prayer goes for every single person. And we just thank you, God, for the heart that we have, that you've given us to think about other people, the heart you've given us to pray and love unto you, the heart that you've given us in the mind for wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. We thank you for all that. Then, Lord, we're just asking, would you continue to help us to be faithful unto you, continue to help us to be the people you would have us to be. And we thank you so much for today. We thank you for each minute, each hour, each second that we are given. And we're asking anything that you would have us to do, help us not to be hard-headed and complacent. Help us to be obedient and do what you ask us to do. And I'm asking you, God, would you continue to move through me, speak through me, and lead me in the direction, guidance that I need to go. And we thank you so much for the past. We thank you for the present. And we thank you for the now. And, Lord, if I've missed anyone's concern, if I've missed anyone's cry, if I've missed anyone's plead, if I've missed anyone's being comforted, I'm asking you, would you intercede and look over those individuals? All things work together for the good to them who love the Lord. Help us to love you, Lord, so that we can begin to see the good. If someone has fallen out of love with you, help us to be the mouthpiece. Help us to be the person to bring them back unto you. We thank you. We honor you. We magnify you. We lift you up. We edify. We glorify who you are. And once again, we thank God. We thank our family. We thank our friends. We thank our associates. And we're asking for breakthroughs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And once again, and I'll say this, and I continue to say it every time, I thank God for being able to speak to individuals. I thank my callers who are on the line now. I thank God. I thank my family. I'm going to say a couple of announcements, then I'm going to bid you farewell. First of all, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them, encouraging them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's FREDALOVE. The fashion line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. Be sure to check out that website. In addition, gospel artists, promoters, authors, actors, actresses, any football players, coaches, NFL, doesn't matter. It can be high school coaches, community leaders, positive role models. I would love to have you on this ministry. I have several individuals I'm going to name, and we're scheduling as we speak right now to come on the show, come on the ministry this year, 2014, God's will. So my Facebook page is ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Let me do it slower. My email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. I want to take this time real quick to appreciate those gospel artists who sent in their music. Afrida Love, yours truly, will begin playing music probably in February. I'm trying to iron out some things with the ministry. A lot of things are going on, a lot of projects. But I'm going to definitely have your bio on my Facebook page. I'm going to, I want to introduce you guys to this new ministry magazine that God has blessed me to have. I'm also going to be writing about different gospel artists, community leaders. A lot of things are coming up, and I would like to explain it to you. I'll explain it to you on some of the broadcasts as well as online on Facebook. All right. The next thing is you all know that I was blessed to finish the Perfecting Your Walk guide, and I'm hosting, or I will have an event in March or April. I have not ironed that out yet. I'm still recruiting. The event will be as such where we will have mom teams and we will have different groups come out, and we will be under one roof for one night together, reaping what we sow. And we're going to give God our best in our actions, in our contributions, and things of that nature, and give it all back unto God and surrender it. And I guarantee you, there will be a breakthrough. In addition to that, on that particular night, God's will, I will be signing Perfecting Your Walk. It is an ordained book. I want you to know that. It's nothing that I just threw together, and it's not my thoughts. Any type of product dealing with the ministry is of God. And if it's not, then I'd rather not even write it. If it's something that I just came up with without researching and without conferring with the Lord and praying to God, I'd rather not even write it. So that's the other project. Be sure to look out for other projects. And once again, as I said, be sure to pray for yourself and pray for your family and friends. Be sure to have that list, 10 people, okay? And your family can all go on one line, and then you can put your friends' names. Okay, and be sure to pray for yourself because we all need prayer. Once again, you can connect with me on Facebook, ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. I would love to, like I said, have you on the ministry. I have a couple of individuals lined up. In addition to that, if someone asks you what that beautiful smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And remember that God loves you, and so do I. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody, and be sure on Saturday to join me, God's will, as I will have a gospel artist on there. And if you come to my Facebook page, I'm going to have her bio. This is Miss Beverly Johnson. I'm going to have her bio on my page. She is a dynamic gospel artist. And I want you to meet her, and we're going to have an interview with her. We are blessed to have an interview with her and some more gospel artists coming up in the future, as well as football players. We're going to have Prayer with Love, of course. We're going to have a couple of ministers come on some Sundays and speak. Nanny will be on pretty soon. We're going to have going to introduce you to some projects. I will have photos and pictures of any and all events, especially this Reap What You Sow event that's coming up this year, God's will. And I just want you to have a great time reviewing this Facebook page and be blessed, okay? So without further ado, take care of yourself and each other, and be sure to continue to watch Afrida Love's Facebook page. Thank you so much. Goodbye, everybody.